Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You are listening to Home Show Garden Pros this morning, and we have Kelly from Plants for All Seasons in the house with us
today.
Good
morning.
Yes, good morning. And we're missing Sherry today. She is on a special trip, and we can't wait to have her back next week. But Kelly is here.
I am here.
She is our Home Show Garden Pro. And if you're new to the show, this is a rotating group of experts who come to the studio every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. And this morning, it's Plants for All Seasons Day.
Yay.
So Kelly will be taking your questions and your concerns and your, what do I do next? Or how do
right.
I do this? And you know what? Kelly, we always talk about how this is fun.
It is fun. Gardening is fun.
Yes.
It's work, but it's fun.
But it's fun work.
Yes. It's satisfying.
Yes.
And rewarding.
Now, you're going to laugh at me. Why? So I thought about you this week when I saw weeds.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Just like when I see seaweed, microlife seaweed, I think
yes.
about Sherry.
Sherry. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm walking the dogs, and there's this one lawn at the end of my block.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I should have brought the weed in to tell you, show you what it is. But I recognize it because I had a few spots in my yard that I
yes.
pulled it, and it was so satisfying. But it's
yeah.
got a pretty tough root, and it's got the white flowers, and it kind of sprawls.
Yeah.
And it's very green.
It's Virginia buttonweed.
There you go, the buttonweed. I thought that's what it was.
It is.
Well, I'm walking the dogs. And I am resisting with all my might not to pull his weeds.
Yeah, it's hard. I went around for Yard of the Month in my neighborhood this week. You know, somebody literally spray painted their dirt, their weeds,
what?
Everything. They've got a bunch of dead bushes. I'm waiting for them to spray paint those too. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. All I can think of is that fake sprinkle on hair that they do for
yeah.
the... Like, it looks like that. But on the yard, it's terrible.
My gosh.
Yeah. Awful.
And then what kind of chemicals is that putting in there?
I mean, I'm sure it's just water-based kind of paint thing,
okay.
but still gross.
Yes.
I mean, really, it's beyond obvious.
Yes.
I'm like, y'all are not fooling anybody. It's
right.
terrible. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
I didn't pull the weeds.
Yeah.
So you'll be happy to know. But I did think of you when I saw the weeds.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a first. I hope.
Only you and I like to pull weeds.
I do like pulling weeds.
Yes.
I do. Yeah. I actually let some of my nut grass go to get longer so I could spray it.
Uh-huh.
And for me, it's just not dying fast enough.
Right.
So
right.
I'm still out there pulling it. I just can't help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and especially when you catch it early and there are
exactly.
just spots
They're
of it.
Just
it's
there.
So
yeah.
satisfying. So.
Totally.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and just a reminder, so Kelly is here taking your questions and calls at 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. She's so easy to talk to, 281-833-3333. And we've got a rotating group, like I said, and next week we've got Anita Nelson, who's going to be in the studio from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And we've had Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, beautiful locations down south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. They're looking very fall-like right now.
Yes.
Lots of pumpkins and fall items to purchase. And then we have Spring Gardens Nursery, which is more the Klein area near Klein Oak High School, right near Gosling Road. And then we have Nature's Way Resources, which is north between Woodlands and Conroe. So we've got you covered with experts.
There's people everywhere.
Yes, and they rotate through here every Saturday morning, and they're all family-owned and operated.
Yes.
And when Kelly came in the studio, I got a chance to have her remind me about how she started. And I'm not going to ask you what age, but I found out, you know, it's a family affair, so it's very – and actually, all of our – Home Show Garden Pros are
yeah,
all family.
Everybody
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So it's super fun. So they have lived this.
Yes.
So anything you've got a question on, whether it's your soil, your trees, and we also have a tree expert now on Home Show Garden Pros, feeding,
mm-hmm.
fertilizing.
Lawn, all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
color change out, whatever.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Super fun colors right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Oh, I got such a joy. I've got some new color in the front. And I did some hand watering because I, you know, after the rain last week, I turned the sprinkler off because I didn't want to, you know, overdo it. Mm-hmm. So I did some hand watering and I got such joy out of that. I just spent like 20 minutes.
So relaxing.
I know.
And like, I don't know. People, I guess they just think, oh, it's going to take too much time. No. I just like zone out. It's right. I love it.
Right. Yeah. I just, everything else turns off.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, just doing my watering. So anyway, that was really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I need to think about when I water now, think about, you know, you too, because you
thank
enjoy
you.
Water.
Yeah. Thank you. Not just weeds.
Not just weeds. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry
thank
about
you.
That. Well,
hey,
Sherry.
I'm telling you, there's way worse.
So. Yeah. Sherry, you know, glub, glub seaweed.
Yes. Always. Her Friday night date that right. she missed this week.
I know. She had her to plants go. Are going to be screaming when she gets home.
Yeah. And I know her daughter did not pick up her date night for her.
There was a trip Sherry took this summer when the daughter was supposed to harvest the cucumbers.
Yes.
And she brought that cucumber in the studio.
I mean, they're easy to miss, too. Like, you can look and think you found everything. And right. then, yeah.
So she brought the giant cucumber in. It was just hysterical.
Yeah. It looked like a melon. Yeah. Like a watermelon.
That is such a teenage story. I love
that.
Oh,
yeah. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you are listening to Sports Radio 610. And, you know, it is time change weekend.
Barf. Sorry.
No, I hate it.
I don't like it.
Why can't they just leave it alone? And technically, it is daylight saving time ends, which means we don't get any more light at night. And then we're going to head on into the Central Standard Time. So we fall back.
We fall back. Yes.
And then we get to spring forward. Just think, March 10th.
It's not that far away.
Yeah.
It'll be here before I know it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, we'll turn those clocks back tonight and, you know, deal with the dark dinner time, but we can handle it. But that means we can get up earlier and do gardening.
You know, Sherry and I agree on a lot of things, but we do not agree on this topic.
Really?
She loves this time of year.
Really?
She said, because when her girls were little, she could get them into bed early, enjoy her evening.
Yes.
So I'm sure a lot of moms relate to that,
that's
they
true.
Like this time of year.
That's true. Yeah. Because you know, you can trick them.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's bedtime.
Yeah. Don't worry about what the clock says. It's dark outside.
That's right.
Time to go to bed. Well, fun. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can call Kelly at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We love chatting with our callers about what is on that to-do list for the garden and lawn. And we'll return after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy, here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. And yes, you're missing the second voice of Sherry, but she'll be back next week. And Kelly is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And I just want to remind everybody that you can call in, but then you can also send in questions to homeshowgardenpros.com. It's a pretty easy website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And there's an Ask a Pro like little tab there, big orange button, and you click on that and you can send in your questions. But the best thing is you can send in pictures.
Pictures.
And last week we had a great conversation with someone and he was sending pictures in and we were able to get back to him. So it was really – it's very helpful. But, you know, you can also just call in, describe what's going on or if there's some steps you need to figure out. This is a great time for herbs, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's lots of herbs you can do right now.
Yeah.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm not a big cook.
not going to lie. Me neither.
Okay. But I love to grow herbs. Yes. I have my little trough is actually I bought from Plants for All Seasons years ago. And I have it outside on a side patio. And I love just sitting there or when I walk by there, I kind of brush
it. Brush it. Oh, yeah.
I just, yep. I love it.
Yes.
And I do cut the mints off for tea. That's kind of fun.
Mints are fun.
Yeah.
Got to keep them a little bit in check, but they are fun. Yeah. And there's so many different flavors.
Yeah.
Like every kind of fruit, peppermint, wintergreen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's mojito.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's cool. There's so many.
It's an excuse to make a drink because that's right. You have the herb.
I don't need an excuse. What are you talking about?
I think, okay, if I grow parsley, then I have to cook something that I can put it on.
That's
no,
right. Yeah,
you
no,
don't.
No.
Mm-mm. Just enjoy it.
Can you garnish a drink with parsley? I don't know.
Probably.
Why not? Why it's not? Just another excuse.
Right. It's just a pretty green leaf for a
That's
dog.
Right.
And the rosemary.
Oh, it's like rosemary season right now. Yeah, I mean, it just, as it cools off, oh, it smells so good.
And that you can put on, I mean, anything. So,
yes.
You know, herbs, it's an fun and easy way to start. And you can do them just in pots.
Yes.
Which is really fun for people who, you know, have a patio home or a balcony.
Right.
It's a beautiful way to
it's
add.
It's fun. Yeah. It is. I mean, people do. A lot of people try and have them in the kitchen here because that's a convenient thing when you are cooking. But it's a harder environment. Like, you can have it work. They will live. But they're not going to thrive, really, unless you just have the perfect situation in your kitchen, which most of us don't.
But, right.
But it's just, just keep them on the back patio.
Yeah.
And get them.
Well, I've so enjoyed that. And that was kind of my gateway.
Yeah.
Herbs.
Into plants,
into gardening.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So herbs can get you hooked.
That's right.
In a good way. In a really good way. So, And then I got more brave because I didn't kill any of those.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And they did seem pretty hardy. And like you said,
the
mint can go crazy.
Yes.
And the other thing I was successful with at the very beginning was the cilantro. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, cilantro is great until we get hot. It doesn't like the hot summer.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, because that's when you want to make your salsa. Like, right. It's perfect pairing.
Right.
But, yeah, it is. It's a cooler weather herb, and people don't realize that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cooler weather, but you like it for your salsa.
Right.
Well, that makes – no, that's that would be good. And for soups.
Oh,
salsa,
yeah.
You know, cilantro is delicious.
Yep.
So if you're even thinking about starting something new, it might be a good place to start.
It is. It's an easy start. You're right.
Yes. And you can do some transplants. I didn't even do the seeds of anything.
Right.
I was too chicken.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the cool thing with herbs, too. A lot of them – I don't want to say they thrive on neglect, but they don't need to be doted over all the time. People think because they're herbs, oh, I've got to do this. And that. And it's like, no, they're basically weeds that smell good and taste good or have a medicinal quality.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just, they're pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to start.
It is. I agree with you.
And all of our Home Show Garden Pros have tons of herbs and veggies.
Yes. So many veggies
right
now.
And seasonally appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. That's why I love our Home Show Garden Pros because you know what you're doing.
Yes.
And some, I'm just going to say, the box stores, you'll go in and, you know, maybe they've got a buyer from Ohio and he's buying for everyone.
All the time.
Right.
Yeah. They don't know. And that's their plan or whatever you want to call it,
right.
How they do things. But
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to blame the market guy.
Right. Well, and you won't get as much attention.
No.
Because I love it when I go to any of the Home Show Garden Pros. You know, you can walk in and you don't just have to talk to Kelly.
Right.
You know, you can talk to anybody who's
there.
Pick
a person.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're going to help you out. So it's a great and a fun and a relaxing hobby.
Yes.
It really is. It's not work. At least to me, it's not work.
No.
So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros for a reason. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Kelly is here in the studio from Plants for All Seasons up north off of 249. And what is some lovely stuff you have out there now?
Oh my gosh. So
it is 2 weeks ago.
Pansy season.
I know it is.
Oh my gosh. Pansy season. It is pansy season. And snapdragons, like all the fall color is in. And it's beautiful. It's my favorite time of year just because there's everything comes in like every color.
Right.
You know, it's sometimes I'll look at the tables in the springtime and everything's pink, red, or white.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Which isn't bad. Those are great colors.
Yes.
But it's like the pansies especially and violas come in every single color. It's so fun. But we also have, we're fully loaded on trees and shrubs too, because it's a great time to replace things. It's a good time to get things transplanted before we get back to hot, miserable summer. I know we just came off of two really cold winters and people did lose things in those winters, but that's not the norm here.
Right.
Those were exceptions. So we don't need to be scared. We need to get out there and plant things when it is a better time of year. And nine times out of 10, fall is better for planting trees and shrubs than spring in Houston. And that's a hard mind flip for most people. We have so many new transplants from other states and other places that you can plant here this time of year.
Yes.
And things do great. They'll thrive because they will establish before we get to when it's hotter than Hades. So
because
that's stressful.
I've heard you say that in Houston, the most stressful season is summer.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why this is the longest distance from summer.
Right. It
is. Instead of planting in the spring, whereas they've got, you know, a month to get those
roots going,
right?
And before you have to kick up the water to a ridiculous amount and try and get things going.
Okay.
Like things will just settle in nice and take a little break for what we call winter. Most of the time it's like fall everywhere else. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the cooler temperature weather here is typically mild and nice.
Right.
So, yeah.
So we promise. This is called the second spring. I know here in the studio we kind of throw that around, but it really is. It's a great time to plant.
It is.
And it's the furthest from the most stressful time, which is
the
summer.
The summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So let's get those shrubs and trees out.
Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you, Kelly, from Plants for All Seasons for taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Kelly, we have got, we love azomite products.
Yes.
Or the azomite. Sherry gave me a bag of it recently.
Okay.
Well, not recently, months and months ago.
Yeah.
And I was about to head out of town and I had this one isolated patch of lawn.
Yes.
And the dogs were using it a lot, but the sprinkler wasn't getting to one part of it.
Okay.
So it had the combination of no water in one part and dog use in the other.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this is just a mess. This is craziness. You know, I'm going to have to resod.
Yeah.
It was already in my mind, going to be on my list. So I spread the azomite, which is so simple. I mean, I just use my hands. I just spread it. I watered it a little bit. I went out of town for a week. I literally came back and there were sprigs of green where I would have bet you money that was dead soil underneath.
Right.
So it was wonderful. So azomite is a great product. It's actually from Utah. And think about Utah is so rich in those minerals.
Minerals, yep.
So those minerals is what's helping the lawn and the trees, flower beds. You can use it anywhere.
Yes.
But it's getting in there to be nutrition for your soils. And that's what it's all about. We talk about soils all the time.
Soil health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It puts your micronutrients back into that soil. So we're replenishing them.
Correct.
It improves your root system. Kelly was just talking about, you know, taking care of the roots of whether it's grass or your new plantings. And it's safe around pets. So that's always a positive for anything that we use. So spread a bag of Azomite all over your yard. Water it. Beds, lawn. Yep. It helps break down those trace minerals for proper absorption. So we want that water to make sure it gets down to the roots. So it's really just remineralizing the soil just in one bag. Poof, it's done. So pick up a bag of Azomite. It's very colorful. It's a small, easy bag to handle. And you can find it at any of our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
And I will attest, I love it.
It is great.
And it just, it's a wonderful product. So Azomite. Look for Azomite at homeshowgardenpros.com if you need a location of any of our garden pros where you can find it. So thank you, Azomite.
Yes.
For helping to save my lawn and I didn't have to resod it.
Right. It all starts at the soil.
It does. We talk about that all the time. It's location, location. It's soil, soil.
Yes, exactly.
I've got a fun story about violas. You were talking about the color, and you're exactly right about fall. It's not just pinks and whites and red.
Yes.
You've got all sorts of color, and I don't know if listeners know, but I'm an Aggie.
Yes, you are.
And I was walking around your store, Plants for All Seasons, about 2 weeks ago to get some reboost of fall color, especially for my pots, because I'd gotten some help in the yard. And I was like, okay, my pots really need some attention. And Kelly, I did it all by myself.
I saw you. I'm like, they're sandy.
Yes. So because I've had you do some beautiful baskets and pots for me, and that's a great talent you have.
Thank you.
But I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it this time. You know, I'm ready to dig in the dirt, and I've done it before. I can do it. It doesn't look like Kelly's, but it's going to be okay. Fun. So I'm walking by, and you had some maroon violas.
I did.
And I bought them.
Yay.
So I've got two little pots, one big one, and then I've got my little brick, my Aggie Kyle Field brick, you know, there just to identify that, okay, this is my Aggie pot.
Garden.
This is my Aggie garden. And I just love those little violas.
They're so cute. I don't have them this weekend, but I'm hoping they'll have them again.
Yeah, well, Sandy bought a lot of your maroon ones before.
I think there's a pansy this week and a few other things.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I got tons of other colors because I just love all of the colors. It's just so happy out there. And after one of the freezes we had, you know, not everything freezes.
No.
You know, so people just don't panic. And that's kind of one of our philosophies here.
Exactly.
Don't panic. We we can handle it.
That's right.
And we can handle it at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. But, you know, when we talk about the freeze, people are like, everything died, and it really didn't.
No, people have zero patience.
Yes.
You just have to wait for things to come back.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are some, I guess, that are going to be more sensitive, and you may lose.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's perfect.
But,
I mean, a little patience goes a long way in the garden.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I love the way, you know, we kind of say, okay, once we have a freeze, we deal with things in stages.
Yes.
Don't go ripping things up.
No.
So, you know, if you have a lawn of maybe tropicals, that could be risky.
That could be a problem on some items, more than others, depending on how long we're at or below freezing.
Uh-huh. And how long I've had it in the ground also, maybe?
Correct. Established. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, so don't panic. Call us at 281-833-3333 at Home Show Garden Pros. And Kelly is here taking your calls and questions from Plants for All Seasons. Beautiful place.
Thank you.
And we were talking about the lovely fall color, and it's a great time to get out there. Even if you just want to do, you know, take care of one patio pot.
Right.
When I look out that kitchen window, it gives me such joy.
Right.
It's so nice.
All the pretty.
Yes, all the pretty. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Spruce up your yard Establish new plans. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens. If I could turn back the hands of
time. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Isaac Smith with Spring Gardens Nursery, and we'd love to have you come out and see us. We're having some great weather, and we've got some great deals. We've got a lot of our annual flats. We've got pansies. We've got violas. Come out. We'll help you strengthen your yard, do some drought recovery, put the life back in your soil. Please come see us and let us help you out here at Spring Gardens Nursery. And we still have a great deal. If you spend $200 with Spring Gardens, you get a free garden box. If you want to spruce up your fall color, we've got marigolds, yellow, orange, red. We've got dianthus, petunias, snapdragons. Come on in and let us help you beautify your yard. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. We're open to the public. Spring Gardens Nursery, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery, great location north off of Gosling. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we've got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. What's on your mind for this November 4th? I can't believe it's beautiful November. The weather has been just stunning.
This is what it's about. This is why we live here.
Exactly.
We earned this.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw the temperatures are kind of going up in the 80s, and I'm like, okay, 80. I'll take 80 over 105.
Yeah.
So it's just wonderful. You know, it's just a great time of year, and you're exactly right. That's why we live here.
Yes.
So give me, you know, we've got listeners who are new sort of to the show, maybe listening. And we talk a lot about, we throw out perennials, we throw out annuals.
Right.
All right. So someone's sitting there going, okay, what perennial, annual? What
right.
do you mean?
And everybody mixes them up because the words are confusing.
Okay.
But perennials come back off of their own root or wood.
Uh-huh.
And annuals come back from either seed or they're done. So.
Oh, so they can come back.
Correct.
Annuals can come back.
They can. Yeah. Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, our winter can be mild. Summer may not be so atrocious. Mm-hmm. And things can hang on.
Yeah.
Because I'll have people, my begonias are perennial. No, they're not perennial. They're still an annual. But conditions were favorable for them to hang on and extend their mm-hmm. season.
So, I had success with snapdragons. Mine hung on like crazy.
There are some things that will hang on better than others, and mm-hmm. some things, the first sign of a hot season coming up, that boom, they're done.
Yeah.
You know, or the first sign of a cool night, they're out.
Okay.
But there are other things, just, you know, maybe there's just even a little microclimate in your yard where, mm-hmm. you know, where you
An
have
area.
Something hang on, you know, it's yeah. kind of cool.
Yeah.
So,
so keep that in mind. And, you know, if you've got questions on, I have this area, this
yes.
spot, what do I plant there?
Right.
You can give us a call or you can visit one of the Home Show Garden
sure.
Pros. So the number's 281-833-3333. And Kelly, we've got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
So, first of all, I just love your show. Y'all need to be on 7 days a week, 4 hours a day, but that's just
aw, you're so sweet.
Wow. So, thanks for listening.
Every time I turn around, I have about 1,000 more questions.
Uh-oh.
I was like, okay, I'll just take one every Saturday.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
So I've got a bougainvillea in a big planter out here in my yard, and I'm wondering, can I leave it there, or do I have to put it inside somewhere, or will it die off and come back? Or
it just depends on what.
I hate to have to move it, but if I have to, I have to.
There's just going to be some evenings, hopefully no more than too many in a row, that you would have to move it. I think a big mistake people make with things like bougainvilleas, they'll just, you know, first sign of a cool night, they'll move them into their garage and just leave them there all winter. It's like like the sun. So it's just going to depend how cold we are. So it's kind of, if it's going to be down into the 40s kind of consistently, they're not going to be happy about it, but it's not going to kill them. They're going to look pretty rough. If we're going down closer to freezing in the, you know, 32 range, you need to pull them in. They will not really.
They won't survive.
They can hang on, but it'll take them so long to come back after that that you might as well buy a new one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for some reason, it's, you know, and I realize we had the million degree summer.
Yeah.
It's like, once that kind of went away, they're absolutely beautiful plants.
Oh, I've
never seen a prettier plant, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous.
And they're blooming like crazy, and they just light my yard up, and I was like, man, I wish I had 100 of these around here.
Right, Yeah, it's so January and February are touch and go for them. So
is there a cover I could buy and just put over the whole plant?
Yes,
and
you
just
can
leave
get
it out the yard, or do I really have?
Like
to
Like I said, it's temperature related. So are we going to be down in the 30s? You know, for extended hours, are we just going to, you know, be in the 40s? They'll be a little angry at you. They'll drop some leaves. They'll drop their blooms. You know, it just really depends. But anything freezing, you need to pull them in inside.
Okay,
but there
I can't buy one of them. Fancy covers I see.
Yes, you can buy those, like the insulate blankets, which we do have in stock right now at the nursery. You can do that. But that's going to be more when we're in the risk of frost. So it will help with frost, but it's not going to help with a hard freeze.
So if I put them in my shed or garage or whatever, do I need to put a light on them if you can?
Only if we're going to be below freezing for extended hours. If we're just going to hit freezing, you usually do not have to do that.
And then bring it back out.
Just remember, when the weather turns nice again the next day or 2 days later, because, you know, we always go back up, put it back outside so it can.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What if I put them in the ground permanently?
Yes.
Then I'm going to have to go a different route.
You would have to go a different route. A lot of times people, when we're going to have extended cold like that and the bougainvillea are nice and established, people will cut them back and then cover them. They'll pile mulch higher up on the trunk, but then pull it back when we're going to have super cold weather. But also it depends on where you are in Houston. On the north side of town, that's harder to have them in the ground. Yeah, it's harder to have them in the ground in our area because we are in that frost belt, so it's a lot more covering of them. We get colder than the south side. I mean, I can go in. My grandma lives further south than me, down in like Oak Forest area. And they're growing. People have had them planted for years and years on like the south side of their house. And theirs are, you know, as tall as the house and beautiful. And they don't have to worry about it because they aren't getting as much frost. So if I
go ahead and put them in the ground today.
Yeah.
Do you think I have enough time for them to get established?
No. I would wait till spring to go ahead and plant one in the ground. So do your pot thing for this late fall and winter, and then come March, when it looks like our temperatures have kind of chilled out, then put them in the ground.
Okay. I guess I'll just wait till spring then.
Yeah, it'll just be a little move them in and move them out.
Yeah.
So a moving dolly is not a bad thing to have.
Right.
So one more question on the on my birds of paradise.
Yes.
Do I need to come back or just leave them? They're going to die off and then come back?
Usually they die off. Yeah, usually they just die off and come back. So
do I need to cut them or just let them do the thing?
Let them do their thing and then trim off the ick after that happens.
The mushy gushy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank y'all. I'll prepare my next week's question.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hopefully we won't have that extreme, but you know, we'll deal with it if it comes.
It happens.
Yeah. But right now, it's beautiful.
It is.
And you know what? Thanks for the reminder, because we just were talking about this is the time to plant.
Yeah.
And you know, call us with your questions on specifics like this.
Yes.
Because this is a really good point about the bougainvillea.
Yes. You've got them in a pot. Just wait. Put them in the spring. That is something that you want to have go warmer.
Right. Right. Yeah. That they like the warmer.
Yes.
Obviously, they're called tropicals.
Exactly.
So you can still get them and put them in a pot and, like you say, bring them in and out.
Yeah. And it's not that much. It's not that many times.
No.
No.
No, 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 no,
no. No. It's not like it's every day you're moving it in and out.
No.
No.
So really good point about the tropicals. If you've got them in the pots, that's a great place. And if you want them in the ground later, then we'll talk about that in the spring.
Correct.
We'll get them
Let's
in there.
Let's do
then.
That.
Okay. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Always something to talk about at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Kelly is in the studio ready to talk color and planting and lawns after this.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
I just want to say, I'm listening to your show all the time.
This is the worst.
Where's the Wi-Fi?
When the power goes out, you want the power of a Kiss. Hi, I'm Bert with Kiss Generators. Get your life turned on again in 10 seconds. We exclusively install Kohler generators because they've proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century.
The Wi-Fi's back.
Thank you, Bert.
Keep your life fully powered with a Kohler generator from KissGenerators.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Like he said, you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Happy fall to everybody. It's just beautiful outside. The temperatures are perfect to be outside. The sun is shining. And you can give Kelly a call from Plants for All Seasons. She is in the studio with me.
Yes.
At 281-833-3333. And we'll grab our calls after this. But Kelly, there is a must for your garden shelf, and that's MicroLife.
Yes, definitely.
All sorts of MicroLife products. But now's a good time to kind of be thinking about the lawn and MicroLife.
Yes. They have their, what, brown patch?
Brown patch.
MicroLife brown patch.
And it's in a big brown bag. It's
yes.
It's pretty easy to find. So it's a great defense against that brown patch. And from my understanding, that brown patch, this is sort of the time of year because
yes.
maybe we've overwatered a little and it kind mm-hmm. of, it's
temperatures are correct. Yep.
So this is a great product to use from MicroLife. It's called MicroLife Brown Patch, which is kind of interesting name, not easy to remember.
Yes,
that's
you're not
for
spreading
sure.
brown patch.
No,
you're fixing it.
You are fixing it and you're even, it's a good defense
correct.
Against it. So it is 513. You'll hear all of those different numbers, but that's the formula of it. Brown patch. It's an organic fertilizer that contains disease-fighting bacteria and fungi.
Yes.
And I know that sounds like, wow.
Right.
But that's what we're doing to our lawn and
it's
our
just,
soil.
Yeah.
We have got to feed the soil so that they can fight off, so that your St. Augustine can fight off
yeah.
different bugs.
There's a battle down there. You just can't see it.
That's right. And MicroLife can help the good guys.
That's right.
That's right. So we're putting down MicroLife. So right now is a good time to think about the brown patch. But let me tell you, I have the Super Seaweed and the
Ocean
Harvest, mm-hmm. the blue bottle. They are on my shelf all the time.
Yes.
And actually, I have a container of the 624.
Yeah.
Because there are times when I'm like, you know, this
just a little
this
handful
area,
might go
yeah,
a long way.
You need
yeah.
a little perk up.
Yeah.
So MicroLife is a must for your garden shelf. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry them. MicroLife Organics liquids. And in the granules, you'll never burn your plants
nope.
or your lawn. It's healthy. It's organic. It's safe around children and pets, which is important. And let me warn you, your pets may like it. I wouldn't feed it to them, but they're going to nibble on it. Yeah, and
yes.
that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Find MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pros, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. I love my MicroLife.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and this is we like to chat with you.
Yes.
About whatever, you're looking out your window and you're going, okay, what is it I want to do this weekend in my lawn garden or my patio garden? Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number. And Kelly is a wonderful human to talk to.
Be like Alan. Call me.
Yes. Yes. He has a list every Saturday and that's great.
Yes.
And we have got Tony on the line for you, Kelly. Yay. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you. I have a question. My son lives in Austin. We're going to go up today to help him with his yard. He's got a small yard with St. Augustine, and he's got just basically a border garden bed around his house. Not a whole lot, but he didn't really get to do anything with it this summer, and it's pretty bad because of the drought.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what steps I should take to prepare it over the winter so it'll be a good start in the spring. I was thinking in the grass we'll aerate it and maybe put down leaf mold compost. Do you have any other suggestions?
Yeah, you can do that, Tony. The leaf mold and the aeration will be great. And then the you could take either a MicroLife brown patch control and do a fertilization or the Nelson's Carboload.
Oh, yep.
Is also good. And that has a pre-emergent herbicide mixed into it. Since if his yard struggled this year, he may see an increase in weeds. So that would help prevent those.
Perfect.
And then for his beds, just get a good mulch down for him and mm-hmm. get him ready for spring.
Yeah. And you can put those in the beds too, right,
Kelly? Yeah, you can put the Carboload.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
And it's called Carbo, C-A-R-B-O load?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
From
Nelson's Plant Food.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.
Well, enjoy. That's a fun project because we've got adult children and I mean, many of us have adult children and you want to help out. And that is a great way.
It's lots of boy moms, more so than girl moms.
Yes.
Go to visit and fix the son's yards. It's pretty funny.
Right.
And a lot of them from Houston to Austin.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's fun to see.
Yes. So that's, and she's already got a great start. She's a great listener. She's called us to ask us questions before, but that's a wonderful treat to be able to go up and not only help them, but then kind of get them to understand.
Yes, exactly. It's a passing down from the generation kind of thing. It's kind of cool. Yeah. This is how you do it.
This is how you do it. And it's not just about a product, but it's about the whole process.
Yep.
And like you said a little while ago about what's going on underneath the soil, the little battle
going
on.
So much.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So
if only we could really watch it.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I know John Ferguson loves to watch it from Nature's Way. He's our doctor of soil around here. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Kelly from Plants for All Seasons a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tontainen says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Nelson's Plant Food. Texas-made targeted nutrition. Helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now.
281-833-3333. We will plant now. Yay! At Nelson Nursery, we're all about having fun, and the best way to have fun is in the garden. Whether it's a tree or a shrub or an herb or a vegetable, we've got plants in stock. Get them while they're hot. And the hot plants right now are lobelia, calendula, stock, violas, and more. And if you don't know what mom is talking about, come to the shop and we'll teach you how to talk garden. Not only that, but you can save a trip to the grocery store this fall by planting your own vegetables. Come see what tasty plants you can grow yourself.
And herbs, lots of herbs. Those little plants pack a punch in your fall culinary endeavors.
Did you know There's one herb that you grow in the fall, sage, that is less expensive to buy as a plant than the dried version at the grocery store.
Huh.
And don't forget,
we will plant now.
Plant now. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
You can find us.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. That is a great reminder, Anita and Mary, about the herbs. You're right. You know, we were talking about having them just for fun, but, you know, having them for cooking and eating, and it's just, it's a great benefit.
Yes.
And you can do it.
You can.
We can help you here at Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Kelly is our Home Show Garden Pro expert from Plants for All Seasons. And Kelly, we've got master gardeners who could do the show with us.
Of course they could.
And then we've got people who are dabbling or just starting or just, you know, and no question is repeated or don't feel intimidated at all, because trust me, I'm still there. I'm still learning a lot. And, you know, I'll have Kelly roll her eyes at me if I say something that's really wrong.
Have I rolled my eyes at
you?
Okay, thank God.
No, but you will. You know, I
am an infamous eye roller.
I may misstep, or Sherry has, you know, Sherry gives me that look like, okay, Sandy, you're not the expert. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you would think all the trouble I got in as a kid for rolling my eyes, I would have cured that habit.
I used to be told, I sat on a board and I remember someone across from me said, Sandy, I'd love to play poker with you because it's on your face.
Oh,
you just say it.
That's what my husband says about me. He was like, so you have kings. And I'm like, damn it. I don't have a good poker face.
Yeah, I do not have a good poker face.
Yeah.
But circling back, I am not the expert. Kelly is on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. She is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. She will walk you through every step if you've got questions or concerns about what is going on. And we've had questions about lawns and veggies and pretty flowers.
All of it.
But, you know, lawns, we haven't, you know, I talked a little while ago with about Microlife, Brown Patch, but lawns right now.
Yeah.
So our St. Augustine, what are they, what's our lawn doing right now? What's it thinking?
It's thinking, I want to go to sleep.
Okay.
But I can't.
Yes. So I'm in Houston. And
I'm
I
in
never
Houston.
Know.
It's like, they thought they were going to get to go to sleep 2 days ago, but no, it's not.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's getting ready for bedtime.
Okay.
They're putting their jammies on, as Sherry would say.
So, St. Augustine putting its jammies
on.
That's
right.
I love
it's
that.
Getting
we need
ready.
A picture of that.
It's getting ready to go to sleep.
Yes.
So you want to get your winterizer down, which would be your Carbo Load or your Microlife Brown Patch, to get it ready to go into its sleepy state of winter so it can go dormant.
And we can do that here in November.
Correct. November is fine. October, November is when you do that.
The winterizer.
Yes.
All right. Because it needs some comfort to get ready for winter.
Correct.
For when it does sleep.
That's right. It just helps their roots stay strong while they're sleeping.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. It's all about what's going
on. Yeah. We aren't trying to make it green now. We aren't trying to make it grow on top. We're trying to make it grow underneath the soil.
Okay.
Yeah.
And take care of it so that it's healthy.
Correct.
Going into any stressors it might have.
That's right.
Yay.
Yay.
Now,
Sandy has learned so much, y'all. she's a pro.
Okay. No, I'm not. I'm right there with you figuring this out. And it's so fun to figure it out.
It is.
But now I can't get out of my mind my St. Augustine with pajamas on.
I know. Sorry. Sorry. And Sherry will tell you that's her favorite time of night. It's jammy time.
Jammy time. So I can see the little roots underneath. We've done the winterizer.
Yes.
Whether it's the Brown Patch for Microlife or the Carbo Load from Nelson's plant food. I just love the picture. Okay, we need a cartoon.
Your grass is making a big yawn right now.
Yes.
It's getting stretching, and then it's going to go to sleep.
We don't want to force it to grow, but we want to take care of it.
That's
right. That's the way to do it. So get your lawns winterized, and it's really easy to do with either of those products, either or both.
Yeah.
You know, I know people use spreaders, but I just use my hands.
Yes, I would say on the Microlife, totally go for it with the hand throwing kind of method, or a tiny hand spreader. You don't have to have the big clunker out there. But usually with your synthetics, it's a little wiser to get the appropriate number and and do it that way.
Right. And spread it. So, and you can share a spreader with neighbors.
Of course you can.
You know, I mean, everybody doesn't need one in their garage.
Yes. It's a spreader. Spread it around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Spread the joy with the spreader.
That's right.
And then they'll ask, what are you putting on your lawn? And you're going to tell them.
Yeah. I listen. Jammies.
Warm jammies for my roots on my St. Augustine.
That's right.
They're going to look at you like, what have you been drinking? Yes.
Nothing yet.
Yes. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can learn more about your lawn and your garden and your landscaping. And tell us what your successes are.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what are you super proud of?
That's right.
Or, you know, is there something you just didn't do so well?
And that's
I mean,
okay.
I have had so many of those.
We cannot win them all.
No.
You know,
no.
And that's how you learn.
Right. Right.
Yes.
So give Kelly a call. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. Great location. They do such a good job up there. And you can call her at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsberry, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-8 and then the rest are threes.
Threes. 3333.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy number. Wonderful human to talk to. Kelly is so much fun. I said, oh my gosh, I just cannot get this out of my mind that the roots of my St. Augustine are getting their jammies on. I love it. And I'm going to take care of them with my winterizer.
That's right. It's a comfy pillow.
That's right. It's a comfy pillow for the roots of my St. Augustine. We really need a cartoon for this now. So, you know, we talk about lawns and gardens and veggies and shrubs and trees.
Yes.
We get lots of questions about trees. And we have a tree expert, which is called an arborist, in Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed Dolphin from Woodlands Tree Experts. He is a board certified arborist, because you've heard our Home Show Garden Pro saying, be careful. Don't just have any person come out and you to cut that tree down or replace it. Or so if you have any questions or concerns about your tree, Ed is your basically tree doctor.
Yes.
He can diagnose what is going on with the tree, how to treat it, or if worst case scenario that you have to remove something, because the summer has been super stressful on our trees and they may not be showing anything right now. It could come over a period of time. So call Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed Dolphin. He is a certified arborist. He's been doing this since 1991. He can literally drive up and help diagnose what's going on with trees. And we talk about soil. That's really the basis for all of it. And he can guide you on soil fertilization issues, any insect problems, planting, pruning, and the ultimate if you need to remove. So Woodlands Tree Experts, he'll make sure that your trees and your landscaping are in the right spots for your home and your family to be safe. So Ed is to your tree what your doctor is to you.
Yes.
So you really need to have Woodlands Tree Expert come out and sort of have a baseline, really, of what's going on with your trees. And you can call Ed. He gives us his cell phone number, 713-703-2701. He goes all over Houston and Woodlands Tree Expert. He is your contact for taking care of your tree. Those are the largest investments in our lawn.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to nurture them and take care of them. So thank you, Woodlands Tree Experts, woodlandtreeexpert.com. And Kelly, what fun this morning. I get such great visuals with you.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
I don't mean to do it.
No.
It just happens.
It's perfect. It's perfect. So Kelly is here taking calls at 281-833-3333. Join us in this fun of gardening and landscaping. Landscaping can be kind of an intimidating word, really.
It is. It sounds intimidating.
Right.
Yeah.
So just little parts. My husband says, oh, what phase are we on now? You know, because I like to do just little.
Yeah.
And mine is kind of hodgepodgey, but I know what I like and I know what I don't like.
Yeah.
And I love color and I like fluff.
Yeah. Texture.
I do like texture and I don't like just green.
Yeah. Well, there's so many shades of it, though.
Yes.
So you just got to work with it.
The variegated. Yeah. I got some ivy from Plants for All Seasons up against my fence.
Nice.
And I even got some of the. Do you call them trellises?
Yes, that is a trellis. A flat one is a trellis. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so I got a few of those with the French ivy variegated, and it's so pretty.
Nice.
You know, it just adds a different
color of green.
Yes. The green and kind of whitish or lighter green.
Yeah.
And then gingers. I love the gingers.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
Are
there's
fun.
So many cool variegated plants.
Yes.
I mean, there are people that just collect variegated plants.
Yeah.
Which variegated is two-tone or three-tone colored leaves, for those of you that don't know what that word means.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the ginger is green and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
It brightens up a shady area, for sure.
And you know, I've got some in a shady area, which are perfectly happy. But even mine who were in the direct sun, they did okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. I mean,
yeah.
I really
sometimes
had to nurture them.
Sometimes they'll curl up.
Yeah.
Like they roll up in the afternoon to kind of shade themselves.
They
but
weren't
they,
happy.
But they unroll.
Yes.
It's kind of cool.
And I was really careful. I hope I did the right thing. I guess I did. They're still alive. But, you know, I made sure that there was good compost and mulching during the summer. I made sure they were watered.
Yeah.
And they're great.
For sure.
Yeah.
They will survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty tough.
It's fun to see you. My plants talking to me.
Oh, that's a Sherry thing.
It is a Sherry thing. It's so Sherry because I remember early on, she's like, Sandy, you know, I was all nervous about something.
No.
And she said, Sandy, your plants are going to talk to you. I was like,
they are.
They really do.
They do. You just have to open your eyes and ears and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little at a time.
Yeah.
And Kelly's here at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we want to make you a Home Show Garden Pro after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.